Blog Talk Radio.
Like a thief in the night. Are you ready? Well, I hope you are, because I'm going to try my best to be ready also. I know you guys are ready for it. He's coming like a thief in the night, and we're all ready for it. Here we are again with another edition of Christian Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome to TNT Time on Christian Talk. With T. Meyer and Tasila. Hi, Tasila. How are you today?
I'm doing very good, and I want to say hi to all our friends and family from all over the world. God bless you from tuning in from near and far. Thank you for listening, and I pray that you all are blessed tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed. And as a matter of fact, why don't some of you go ahead and pick up your phones and grab your computers, go to your inbox or text your families and friends and encourage them to dial in right now. And you guys know the number, but for some of you that's just listening from your computers, dial your friends or family, tell them to dial this number, 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. Or just click on the picture of T. Meyer and Tasila on Facebook all this week from your computer. If you want to just listen from your computer, you can click on it tonight or all this week and just listen to the entire program. Just have a good time. We're here, so just go ahead and do that. And, oh, yes, you can also see us on Facebook, YouTube, and many other social media platforms. Even on the internet TV, we're called The Message of Life. And that's with T. Meyer and Tasila, TNT, T. Meyer and Tasila.
That would be live streaming.
Well, live streaming.
Catch us on live streaming on.
Yes.
Yeah, on HSNBC.
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
HSBN.TV.
Right.
And then, of course, if you missed that, you can catch us on any of the other social medias as well. So that's Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain, HSBN.TV. And also, if you're looking for a place to worship, come and worship with us. at Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And our services start at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. So come and join us, okay, if you're in the area. And if you're not, just make a nice little long ride, okay, and come on into the area.
Yeah, we would love to see you.
We would definitely love to see you. And you know, it'll be a nice time of fellowship and worship, and we'll just have a good time, okay? So if you get a chance, come on and kick it with us, all right? Here's something by Kimberly Brown. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I sing to you, my Savior.
Listening to Christian Talk Radio with T. Byron Tasila, and it's TNT time on Christian Talk.
Wow, so, I just love that. I love that song. That's from Kimberly Brown from the Sounds of Blackness, and she's on Renegade Records, and she did such a good job. God bless her wherever
she is.
Really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Nice. It was a nice feel, and she's singing to the Savior. So, you know, you can't beat that.
You can't beat that. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, you know something? Why don't we just go ahead and do? Well, wait a minute. Hold on. What's that? See, I know that everybody, you have all been waiting for this TNT moment during our TNT time. Here's our TNT moment. Pastor Tasila, what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, first I'm going to talk about that song you just played. A lot of people are asking us, who is that? That is one person. That's Pastor T. Meyer singing all parts, the bass, the tenor, the alto, and doing all the boom-ba-da-booms on the end, and praise the Lord for him. And the Lord blessing his voice. I'm going to have to give a shout out before anything to the Lord Jesus Christ, because a lot of people probably don't know this, but for several weeks, probably a month and a half or so, Pastor T. Meyer lost his falsetto on his voice. He could sing in his low range, but he couldn't sing in his high range. He was sounding like Kermit. And so that went on and on and on. He was very hoarse. And so the other night, which was Monday, by the Monday morning, and it was on a Monday, some prayers went out. And a specific prayer was for Pastor T. Meyer, that God would heal him. And I'm sure he was praying also. But I know for me, I said a special prayer, like, Lord, please. And I can't believe it. Pastor T got up in the morning, he went to the store, and he came back singing in his falsetto. It's like the Lord answered instant. And on Sunday when we were at church, he was still Kermit. He couldn't speak. But on Monday, God, you were really hoarse. And on Monday, God really blessed you. So this shout out is to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
The King of
for
Kings.
His many.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we bow to you. We worship you. We adore you.
Yes,
because like a light switch, you can change anything. You could change our lives, Lord, in a second, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. You could change anything. So if you have anything that's bothering you, have faith. The Lord can come through in a second. It doesn't have to take weeks, months, or years. He could just do it when he's ready. So
yeah.
I give all
Amen.
The glory to the Lord. And that
all
is my testimony for today about Jesus. I'm so happy that he really just came
Answer
through
prayer.
Like that. Well, as far as the show today, I know I'm telling you guys, we've all have seen award shows. Everybody, if you haven't even been in an award show, you've seen them on TV, whether it's the Emmys or the Oscars. And when you're listening, they'll have a pre-show or an after show, and the host would ask, who are you wearing? And that would give the person, the celebrity, a chance to tell them who they're wearing and what designer made their gown or outfit or tux or whatever, and then they would give them the name. So today I'm asking you, who and what are you wearing? When the word says, put on the fullness of Christ, what are we staring at to become? Romans 13:14 says, to putting on Christ means abiding in Jesus and living to please him. Once it was a man named Adam, and everybody knows Adam.
Yes.
We all talk about him, but my Lord, we don't know what we would have done if we were in that position. But I don't even think Adam realized that what he did was so heinous to the human race.
Mm-hmm.
But he had on the wrong apparel. And he, Adam, one time when he was in a garden, he replied to God and said to the Lord, he said, I was afraid. See, here's where fear started. He said, I was afraid because I was naked. And I am asking about your clothing because before Adam fell, he was fully clothed. And we all,
right,
God's true believers, will not be fully satisfied until we are fully clothed. A lot of you, you know, sometimes feel, you know, kind of in a way like you don't, or you're not in a, or you're feeling like you're in a holding tank and waiting on God's great acts. But we all need an act. We all want an act from God. Like I just talked about Pastor T. That was an act of God. And it was a certain act of God. And I know a lot of times nothing else will do because everything else is insufficient and feels void if you don't have an act of God. But 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 5 says, for in this we all groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed with our house from heaven. We all want to be clothed. And in Ephesians 3:19 says, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. This love that Christ has is a mystery that passes the mind of man and his finite knowledge. Because Adam willfully transgressed the commandments of God. He became naked in his own sight. And from that moment, his protective covering left him. Like a warm covering blanket of the glory of God was intended as a permanent protection and source of power and authority for all of us. But when the covering was lifted, the power, the protection, the authority, and the dominion left them, meaning Adam and Eve, and the human race also. And it left us all in a cold, hostile environment. And that's why today we see murders, deceit, killing, bad behavior, and people doing things, and they're afraid. We see so much fear in people that they'll do things that they wouldn't normally do. Even when you were a kid, you were afraid to do some things. But some things people are doing as adults, as if they were children. And a reason for so much fear and chaos on the earth, even at this time, is because of the lifting of the covering that God placed on Adam. That was a big deal. That those clothes that he had on was a very big deal. And man began to find himself after that lifting of that covering, struggling for survival and having to work and aging and wrinkling and deteriorating on a constant decline. But this is to be expected because in Adam, it says in the word of God, that in Adam all die and have a covering of death. Even so in Christ shall all be made alive. In the book of Revelations, it teaches us of a restoration of that same protective covering that Adam had as a privilege. He didn't realize he had that covering. But this privilege is coming back to a chosen remnant, the Church of Jesus Christ, those that belong to the Lord. Privilege is going to return. And Revelations 3:18, it says, and I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich in white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salves, that thou mayest see. The human body, unlike the animal kingdom, was made in the image and likeness of God. We were to be always wearing the Shekinah glory of God and his divinity. But a soon-to-come blanket of this same glory is coming upon the earth, and that is good news.
That's great news.
Best news that one could hear. I'm telling you, with that power and that glory, That is all the human race needs. And Jesus mm-hmm. made that provision. He made that provision, but it's up to us now to prepare ourselves to receive that full glory. I'm telling you, that is something I cannot wait for. I'm telling you guys about this because I want people to desire that soon to come blanking of this glory that's coming upon the earth. And it's going to fall upon those that freely want to receive it and have made up their minds to be clothed with the fullness of God. Then you shall not be found naked. When this glory mm-hmm. cloud appears, everything will begin to change. It would be the opening of the seals and the breaking of the curse from off the human race. Then you will respond to the Lord and say, now I am changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. This blanket and covering is also a source of protection to the body of Christ in the midnight hour. A lot of people want to be covered, and they don't realize God has a covering for them. This is the Psalms 91, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. And when you get into the Word, I'm going to tell you guys something. From Genesis to Revelation, it begins to loop together. And a lot of times people want to get rid of the Old Testament. The Old Testament testifies of the New Testament, and the New Testament is a witness to the Old Testament. They both are the same. They come together as God's Word, and it loops together as into one. And this is what the Lord was trying to tell us when he said about abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. When you get in under him and under his feathers, you will be protected in the end times because it's his glory that we're abiding under. As it was mm-hmm. in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. Adam lost the glory covering, and Jesus came to restore it. So after it's all said and done, we should all be wearing God. That's what we should say when someone say, what are we wearing? We're wearing Christ. Christ in you. The hope of glory.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to wear and have the presence of God on you. 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass mirror, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory. So prepare yourself to receive this level of glory. Even the scripture tells us that the bride makes herself ready. She puts on her bridal apparel in preparation of her bridegroom, who will be saying to her, come, my beloved. In Isaiah 61:10, it says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bride adorned herself with her jewels. You must certainly do not want the Lord to ask you, as he did the man in Matthew, when he said, friend, how did you get in here without wedding clothes? And then the man was speechless, not having to put off the old man. He didn't put off the old man and put on the new, what God had provided for him, which was Jesus Christ. And he was in the wedding, but he wasn't taught, he wasn't trained, he didn't know, or he didn't take the time to change his garments. We all have to make a change. And so it's up to us to seek the Lord on how does this change take place. But we must put on off the old garments and put on Christ Jesus. And he has, you can talk to the Lord about it because he's the one that has our garments in him. Amen, Brother T. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely, he does. And, you know, that's a good point that you brought out, that Adam was fully clothed and he lost his covering. He lost the covering.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks be to Jesus, we can get that covering back, and it's going to be greater than it was in the beginning. Listen, don't go away. We're going to be right back. Here's El Jerome Battle.
A love so perfect. Well, let me introduce you to a perfect kind of love. Would you like to know His love is perfect? Well, let me introduce you to a perfect kind of love.
That's love.
'Cause He knows what I feel inside.
He touches places
I try so hard to hide.
Those broken faces
that once made up my life.
Love lifts the darkness
with His overwhelming light. Perfect love. Perfect love, perfect love, perfect love. God is, He is perfect love.
Would you like to know a love so perfect?
Well, let me introduce you to a perfect kind of love.
Would you like to know His love is perfect?
Well, let me introduce you to a perfect kind of love.
His love is so perfect,
'cause He gave and restored my life.
In a single moment
He won my battle and my fight.
Those fallen moments
when I thought I would not survive.
His love protects me,
failing at no time.
Perfect love.
Thank you.
that was El Jerome Battle singing Perfect Love. Praise the Lord.
A beautiful, now, beautiful song.
It is a very nice song. He's a beautiful
and then
person.
He is, and you have to give his wife credit for writing the lyrics.
She wrote that song for him, and good match. She wrote it, and he sung it beautifully. So,
sure
good shout
did.
Out to Miss Battle, Mrs. Battle. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Who
God
are
bless
you wearing?
Both.
Yes. Who are you wearing? That's the question. You know, we as Christians mm-hmm. must be aware of the garments we are wearing. We have to start being attentive, more aware of the garments that we're wearing, not only in the mm-hmm. natural, but especially in the spirit. You see, in the natural, we have to be careful not to offend anyone, you know, by the way we dress. I'm talking as Christians. We have to be very careful how we dress, and I'm talking now in the natural, because it could give someone the wrong impression of us when we dress inappropriately. And I've seen a lot of people dress inappropriate who call themselves
That's
Christians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, be very careful, because you're ministering to people, even though you may not be saying anything to them. They're watching you. And so your lifestyle is a worship to God, and it ministers to those looking on. So be very careful with that. You know, people will judge, and they could easily, because of you not being careful, they could judge you unrighteously. Therefore, we must make sure we are clothed properly in the natural as well as in the spirit. We must be clothed properly in the spirit. And Peter tells us what we must do. 1 Peter chapter 5. Verse 5, you younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders, and all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another.
Mm.
For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. When we ask about our apparel in the spirit, it's not what you are wearing or what are you wearing, it's who are we wearing. We must put on Jesus Christ. Romans 13 verse 14, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. We have to be fully clothed in this hour. Colossians chapter 3 verse 10, put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. So you see, it's not what you, I'm making it clear, it's not what you're wearing, but who are you wearing in this hour? We must spiritually put on every garment in order to endure to the end. We have to spiritually put on every garment in order for us to endure to the end and become overcomers.
Mm-hmm.
We have to put on that spiritual fine linen, Revelation chapter 19, verse 8. And to her who is the scripture talking about? He's talking about God's last day, perfect seven golden
candlestick
church. his golden lampstand church. It's his bride in this hour. We must, he said to her, it was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. You see, spiritually speaking, the fine linen is the action or acts, or it's the action or act of abolishing a system, practice, or institution, which means that it is the action or act of abolishing this Babylonian system in this hour, which is this Antichrist system, witchcraft, Satanism, false religion, religious system, and all ungodly kingdoms and governments. we are abolishing all of that
out of ourselves. Yeah, you have to get
exactly
that stuff out of yourself.
from out of yourself, yes. Mm-hmm. And you see, because we're about to be married, therefore we must put on our wedding garments, which is our fine linen, white and clean. And we must put on our jewels. The bride is always, she always have her jewels, because the Lord is coming to gather us together unto himself. We are his jewels in Malachi chapter 3, verse 17. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son and serveth him. Read Revelation 21, and you will see that the Lord describes his bride, his last day perfect seven golden lampstand church, as his jewels. He describes us as jewels. We have different clothing that we must put on, and other pieces we must put on, that we have other clothing, different clothing that we must put on. And with these different clothings, we have different pieces for different purposes. In other words, right now we have to put on the full armor of God in this hour, because we are in a war. So Christians have to stay clothed with the full armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. It is time for us to get dressed.
Amen.
It is time to be arrayed in our warfare, to be adorned with our battle, our fighting clothes, in other words. We must keep our armor on while we are here on earth. We have to keep on the full armor of God while we're right here on earth, because this is where we're going to be doing the fighting. We are fighting against demons.
This is why I call the bride the warrior bride. She's not like a prissy little girl with lace on. She's a warrior.
She's a warrior bride and well equipped. We're fighting against demons. We're fighting against demons, devils, and evil, deceptive, and destructive demons, destructive spirits. Verse 13 through 17, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. He's telling us we have to put on, we have to be arrayed with the whole armor of God so that we can withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We're going to be on the move. We're going to be on the move. We have to have our breastplate to protect our heart. And our loins are girded up because we're on the move. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation. We are delivered. So let's protect our minds. The helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You see, we must put on, we have to be clothed in this hour. We have to put on Holy Spirit and fire in this hour. Acts chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. It's time for us to put on our priestly garments. You see, the Lord shows us what we have to do. We fight because we're destroying the works of the devil. So we have to have on our battle array, and then we put on our priestly garments, because we are the ones that's going to do our priestly duties for the people as we stand in the gap for the people, healing the people, praying for them, and all of that providing for them. Yes, ministering to the people. It's time for us to put on our priestly garments because it's time for service. It's time for us to serve the Lord and serve the people. We must put on our spiritual clothing of blue robes with golden bells and pomegranates on the hem. I'm talking spiritually now, even though the Levites, Aaron, literally put that on. But we're putting it on because what he wore was pointing to Jesus Christ. In other words, Aaron's clothing pointed to the Melchizedek priesthood. Even though he was a Levite, he wasn't of the Melchizedek order, but their service and the way they dressed pointed to the Melchizedek priesthood. But guess what? We are of the Melchizedek priesthood. It's a powerful priesthood. None like it on earth. But yet God has blessed us to be of that priesthood order. The pomegranate represents righteousness, knowledge, and wisdom, and that's what God's Melchizedek priests have. They are righteous, and they have the knowledge of God and the wisdom of God. We must put on our spiritual ephod, which is an apron-like garment with two stones worn on the shoulders that were engraved with the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. That means that we are his church, and we minister to God's people. They're not only on our shoulders, but they're even in the breastplate, in our hearts. That's how they are with Jesus. That's how we are with Jesus. We're in his breastplate. We're on his shoulders, because those that are lost, the shepherd carries the lost sheep on their shoulders. So some of the Christians and people of children of Israel that are lost, the Lord is bringing them back to the fold on his shoulders. That's why the stones on the shoulders were the names of the children of Israel according to their birth. But the breastplate was not according to birth, but the names was there because it was spiritual. It was spiritual. We put on our mitre or turban. Now I'm talking about the clothing of the high priest. But we are to spiritually put on this clothing. Oh. Just want everybody to understand
we're
that.
We're kings and priests because we're kings and priests and joint heirs with God.
Absolutely. So we're going to have his clothing. The turban has the gold rosette as a symbol of holy dedication on the front of the turban. On the turban of the high priest, it's like a little plaque. And it has holy unto the Lord written on it. And that identifies the Lord sealing us in our foreheads. It's a seal to let the world know we are holy before him. The mitre or turban is a type of having the mind of God because it has a seal on it. Therefore, we must be very careful in our walk. We have to be careful in our walk. We've got to start taking this seriously. We, as Christians, we've got to start taking it seriously. Quit being lackadaisical, or however you call it, you know. Well, this is a serious situation.
Let me ask you about that seal again. Is that related to Revelations where it says, hurt not the trees or nor the wine or the oil until they are sealed in their foreheads?
Exactly, Revelation chapter 7. That's exactly what we are sealed. We are sealed, and the world will know that once the Lord seals us, we are holiness to the Lord. We are a special people that has God's seal upon us. It's the same seal that's in the book of Revelation chapter 14 when the Lord is on Mount Zion. And with them, 144,000 having the seal of God in their foreheads. That's the mind
holiness
of God.
Holiness to the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Holiness to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ephesians, that's why we have to be careful. This is a serious deal. God is very serious about his people. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit. We have to be careful. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Wow.
So you are already sealed, set aside, sanctified, made holy. God has sealed us in our foreheads. Therefore, we have the mind of Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, and in him, having heard and believed the word of truth, we have heard and we believe the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, you were sealed with the Spirit of promise, the promised Holy Spirit. Many of you have been, you know, you felt the Spirit upon you. You gave your heart to the Lord and the Holy Spirit came upon you. You were baptized. The Holy Spirit came upon you. You were sealed.
Hallelujah.
Another thing we have is the Urim and Thummim. You've heard about that. Many people don't really understand. The Urim and the Thummim is the black and white stones inside the pouch that is on the ephod of the priest. It's a little pouch there. And inside there is a black and a white stone. That's the Urim and Thummim. The stones are traditionally, has been translated as light and perfection or revelation and truth. And in this hour, God is giving out revelation and truth. We are his lights and we are perfection. He's giving this to us. Doctrine, it also means doctrine or teaching and truth. Or it's yes or no when it comes to asking questions or when it comes to, you know, what is down. It is judgment. The white stones, the black and white stones that the Lord gives us, it's for judgment. It says guilty or not guilty. We will be God's judges in this hour to judge God's rebellious church and a rebellious world and a rebellious country. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 21, and saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau. That's the church, the rebellious church, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. These are only a part of our priestly garments. This is just a part of our priestly garments. And these garments point to the Melchizedek priesthood. It points to Jesus Christ, who is of the Melchizedek order. And that Melchizedek order is the order of God himself. Our attire is glory and righteousness. We must start putting on these holy garments now while we are walking this journey on earth and on our way. While we're on our way to the kingdom realm of God, we've got to start getting dressed. Amen. We must be renewed because we are tired of these bodies. We have to be renewed. Mm-hmm. And I know you're tired of your bodies. I'm tired of these fallen nature bodies myself that seem to fight against us. We want new bodies, a new house, as it is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 2. For indeed in this house, in these bodies, we groan, longing to be clothed with our house which is from heaven. We truly want to be changed. Our ultimate goal is to be clothed with the glorified body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 3, verse 21. Who shall change our vile bodies, these vile bodies of ours, who Jesus Christ is the one who will change our vile bodies that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Our fight is over. Our struggle is over once we have obtained his glorified body. It's no more fighting, no more struggling. But until then, we have to begin clothing ourselves spiritually so that we can endure to the end and be truly overcomers. We've got to keep moving forward. We've got to put on our different we have to array ourselves for different things in order to do service to the Lord and to his people. This is part of obeying his commandment. Love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourselves. We serve the Lord, and we serve our neighbors, and we put on the right attire for both things when we do it, for everything that we do, the right attire. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody, don't go away. Here's Freddie Lee. Freddie Lee, freedom. My friend, my brother.
Love, the kind of love I need in my life.
You are listening to Christian Talk Radio with T. Meyer and Tasila, also known as TNT. TNT McCain. All right, we're dynamite. You know, time is starting to close in on us, Pastor Tasila. Is anything you want to leave everybody with?
Oh, yeah. I want to say, out of all the putting on, love is the highest value. And Romans 12:9, it says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Colossians 3:14, and overall these virtues, over everything, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. So all the things that we've been talking about, the only way that it could become cohesive is with love. I mean, you could, even Paul talks about, you could have all the knowledge, all the spiritual gifts, you could speak like angels doing tongues and all that, but if you don't have love, you failed. You don't have anything.
Yeah.
And in Ephesians 4:2, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. And it tells us, like, how to do it. You know, got to be humble. If you're really prideful and arrogant and mean, you can't love. You don't want to love because you enjoy all that stuff. But God has a million scriptures about how he's going to bring the proud and the arrogant down. And God has a million scriptures on how we all should deal with each other, how we should be humble to each other, be gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. So it doesn't matter all the things that we're putting on. If we don't put on love, we can't complete what God has for us. You can't finish the course without it. You've got to walk in love. And
yes,
a lot of people don't want to, and they're like, ow, it's a choice. If you don't have it, ask for it.
Yes.
Because it's a choice. If you don't feel it, ask the Lord. You know, it's not really sometimes a feeling. And if you don't, it's a choice. And if you don't have it, say, Lord, I don't have it. I have a little, but I don't have enough because they're getting on my nerves and I don't like them and all these type of things.
Mm-hmm.
If you have don't have it, ask God for it so that you can complete your course. Amen. And remember, Christ is love. He is love. And we can't say we love him and don't love our brethren. How could you say you love God? I love God, but I don't like people. Stop it. Then you're out of order still. We got to grow some more. We got to learn to love. That's what God is going to ask you. Do you have any ought against anybody? And did you learn to love? You must learn to love people. Love them enough to be patient with them, gentle with them, kind to them, and that will bring, and bearing each other. You bear the difficult parts about people in love, and that'll bring everything together for you. Amen.
Amen. Being long-suffering. Praise the Lord. It's so good that the Lord has the Holy Spirit with us to help us and guide us in these things, because we need his guidance as we walk this walk. And you are so correct, Pastor Tasila. Love is the main thing. Love.
Without it, we're lost.
All right. We're lost. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We really appreciate you, all of you, and we hope that we are a blessing to you. You're a blessing to us just by us knowing that you're listening to our broadcast. And we'll be here next week at 8 p.m. Pacific time, so make sure that you tune in, okay? Check your time zone, because this is a worldwide radio program, so check your time zone and tune in. God bless you all, and we will see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.